Barry, tell me, Callaway County has dozens and dozens of cemeteries, both small and large. Why do this at the Murray City Cemetery?
Tracy, the main reason that we're doing it at the city cemetery, it was centrally located, easy to get to, and there are numerous historical figures that are buried in the city cemetery. Not only soldiers, but citizens of the time that we would like to tell their story.
And this is the first time that the SCV has done something like this locally here in Murray. What was involved in actually researching the people who are buried there and bringing them to life?
A lot of the time and research and expense of getting all this research done, I have to give credit to Greg Miller. He did the lion's share of the research. I'm sure he spent time, money, and mostly time digging out all the intricate details of these people's lives. But also, some of the people that we are going to portray are being portrayed by their relatives that who had the research already at hand. They knew the people's life stories from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's partly due, for those who don't know, to be a member of the SCV, you actually do have to show a lineage and research your family genealogy to prove that you are a descendant of Confederate soldiers.
Yes, ma'am.
So both of you will be portraying characters as well, or I say characters, they're real people. Johnny, you're going to be portraying a Tolbert Williams, who was a second corporal in Company D of the 46th Tennessee Infantry and Company K of the 20th Tennessee Cavalry. So what have you been doing to prepare for this gentleman?
Well, like Barry said, that Greg gave us the basic information for the research about parts of his life, and what I've done is research the battles that he was in, research the 46th Tennessee Infantry Regiment, where they was at and what happened to them, and the 20th Tennessee Cavalry. Researched them, the battles he's in, and he was wounded in action, that battle, and that's basically what I've done.
Mm. So, Corporal Williams, where was he from?
He was originally from Paris, Tennessee, Henry County, and lived and entered the Confederate Army in Paris, and then after the war, he was severely wounded, and he stayed in Henry County doing odd jobs. And then late in his life, he was drawing a pension, a Confederate pension, and he moved to Murray, where his daughter was, and lived there until he died.
Mm. Was he, as many Confederate soldiers, was he very young when he entered the war?
Yes. He was 17 years old, I think, when he entered the war.
Mm-hmm. And Barry, you're going to be portraying, actually, Dr. R.L. Grogan, but you're going to be talking about Captain Tipton Miller of the 3rd Kentucky Company H, Kentucky Infantry Company H. So tell me a little bit about both of these characters.
Dr. Grogan was a noted, or I don't know whether he's noted, but he was a local doctor of the time period. He was a close friend of Tipton Miller. They were... had known each other since childhood, and I believe that anybody that's ever tried to get information out of a veteran finds it very difficult for anybody to talk about their war experiences. And I just thought it would be easier to talk about a veteran by someone who was a contemporary with him, who knew his life, who was a friend of his, instead of having the person himself tell about himself. It sounds sort of conceited myself if you're talking about yourself, but I'm portraying Dr. Grogan, who was a friend and a contemporary of Tipton Miller.
So did Dr. Grogan also, did he live during the Civil War?
Yes.
And did he fight as well?
No, he was not a soldier. He stayed at home during the war. He was a needed here, I'm sure, by the local citizens.
Mm. So what did Captain Miller do in the war then?
He enlisted when he was 19 years old. He went to Montgomery County, which is Clarksville, to Fort Boone, and enlisted in Company H of the 3rd Kentucky. He was a participant in all the major battles that the 3rd Kentucky fought in. Their first battle experience was at Shiloh, where he was wounded. It wasn't a severe wound, so he continued during the war. They went from there to Corinth to Baton Rouge. They participated in the naval bombardment of Vicksburg. And I believe it was 1863, he was promoted to captain of Company H, and he served in that capacity the remainder of the war. Late in the war, the 3rd, originally it was a infantry unit, but late in the war they were mounted, and they became a mounted infantry unit, and they were assigned to Nathan Bedford Forrest's regiments, and they fought with him through the end of the war. They participated in the Battle of Paducah, Bryce's Crossroads. They accompanied Hood on the Franklin campaign and the Nashville campaign, and then they were surrendered in Mississippi and took the oath and were allowed to come back home.
Mm. And he died in Callaway County?
Yes. He also served as a state representative from this county. He was a state senator from this county. So he was not just a soldier. He was a public figure after he came back from the war.
Mm. And you also are going to have reenactors representing some civilians who lived in Callaway County at the time of the Civil War. And from my understanding of history, Callaway County was never the site of any big battles. It was mostly a site actually for, raiding parties from both sides to come in and take supplies, usually unwillingly, from the people who lived here. So are you going to be representing any of that part of history?
The local civilian people that we will be portraying, Daniel Mathewson would be one. He was the county's representative to the secession convention that was held in Russellville. Dr. Boggs, Robert Boggs, he was a private citizen. We're portraying him. Also his daughter. There will be somebody portraying her. And also we will be portraying a check my notes here, but Paris Ellison. He was the county court clerk at the time of the War for Southern Independence, and we will get his story on his life. He was also a Mexican War veteran.
Mm.
Like you said, Callaway County was not a major, there was no major battles held in the county. I would say the biggest engagement was at Fort Hyman when Forrest returned with his units and captured a gunboat and then proceeded on down the river and destroyed Johnsonville in late 1864.
Hmm. Well, because there were not a lot of battles fought in Callaway County, what was the perception of the Civil War from the people who were living here?
My perception of the way they felt was Callaway County and Western Kentucky as a whole was strongly Southern-minded. I think you will find by the number of individuals who enlisted in the Confederate Army as opposed to who fought with the Union Army are staggering for the southern side. For instance, Callaway County, approximately 1,000 individuals joined southern units or fought for the Confederacy. And another thing you can consider in our research or information that we've gotten from Greg and other people that the local city cemetery, there are numerous Confederate veterans buried there, but to our knowledge, there are no Union veterans of the War for Southern Independence buried there. Mm-hmm. So it's West Kentucky as a whole was strongly Southern sympathizers.
Sure. And Johnny, what about in the time that you've been involved in the SCV and also in this project, is there anything that stood out to you as far as history that you're wanting to bring up in this actual event that's coming up next week?
Well, just talk about the Confederate soldier, Topperdale Williams, and his experiences. And I think, you know, the 800 men that come from Callaway, they probably experienced a lot of the same thing that he did. Fighting in different battles, you know, he was in an infantry unit, 46th Tennessee, that was that on Island Number 10 and on the Mississippi River. Then he come home and disabled and rejoined. When he saw what was going on here, he didn't like it, so he joined back up in the cavalry, which is 20th Tennessee Company K, which is General Nathan B. Forrest's, one of his units, and then he saw a lot of action there, and a lot of Callaway County boys was in Forrest's units too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, thank you both very much for coming in and talking a little bit about some of the characters and some of the historical figures you will be bringing to life on October 27th at the Murray City Cemetery. Again, this Barry Grogan and Johnny Young of the Fort Hyman SCV camp here in Callaway County. And we will be posting this interview online. If you'd like to hear it again, visit WKMS.org.